Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26, verse 36 to 46. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me." And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "So you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done." Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them again and went away and prayed a third time, saying the same thing once more. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. Behold, the one who betrays me is at hand." Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. God, we just come humbly before you. We thank you for just being here, God, and we want to love you more, and we want to worship and praise you and encounter you and meet with you in this time, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So the passage that I read today, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with, I believe that this is the essence of what it means to be a follower of Christ. Right, the essence of what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a follower of Christ, what it means to be a lover of God, is this: not my will, but yours be done. Right? Not my will, God, but let your will be done. And we see Jesus Christ, he experiences it to an extreme degree. Right? Jesus experiences it to a degree that we will never be able to understand. And Jesus is not so worried about the physical death and the physical pain. What he is really struggling with is this idea, this knowledge that he's going to be separated from his Father. And so he struggles with it and he says, "God, I don't want this." Isn't this amazing? It's just amazing. If you read through the Gospel of Matthew, and you just see, like, man, Jesus is so powerful. He's the Son of God. He's teaching with authority. And he's healing people, performing miracles. And then we see such realness in Jesus in this passage. Right? Jesus is basically saying, "God, I don't want to do this. Father, this sucks. Like, I don't want to do this." But then he says, "But not my will, but yours be done." And I think we are called to do the same. If we're to be a follower of Jesus Christ, the same sort of thing must occur in our hearts, where we say to the Father, "Father, not my will, but yours be done." So I have 4 points this morning. Just a 4-point EMP message. Crazy. But I think they're quick points. So number one is we must get comfortable with this idea that my will can easily be different from his will. Right? We have to get comfortable with this idea. I think sometimes we just assume. You know, sometimes we just think, I'm a good person. You know, I follow Christ and I believe in Jesus. And we just kind of assume that God just will go along with our idea and our will. But I think we have to stop and realize and say to, you know, just say to ourselves, like, hey, there's some things that I want to do, and there's some things that I want and I like, and my will is there, but this could be different from God's will. Right? So we have to get to that place. We can't just assume. There's a story in the Old Testament where King David wanted to do something really good for God, which is building a temple. Right? So David has this wonderful idea, and he says, man, I want to build God this grand temple. And then he asks a prophet, Prophet Nathan, and he says, hey, this is what I want to do. What do you think? And Nathan just says to David, hey, great idea. Just go for it. But then that night, God comes to Nathan, Prophet Nathan, and says, actually, I don't want David to do this. And so Nathan has to go back to David the next day and say, actually, King, I'm sorry. I was wrong. But what Nathan has done was he just assumed. Right? He just thought, yeah, that's a great idea. That's a wonderful thing to do. Just go for it. And he just assumed that David's will and his will aligned with God's will, but that wasn't the case. And so we have to understand that my will can easily be different from God's will. RT, when he was here, he said, can't believe I just called him RT. Pastor RT Kendall, Dr. Kendall, said when he was here that God has an opinion about everything. And wisdom is getting God's opinion. Right? What if he looks at your opinion and says, I don't like it? You know, from time to time, I buy flowers for Monica, my wife. And I went to the flower store and I saw these. To me, they looked very beautiful. I think they're called peony or something like that. Is that right? Is that a flower? So I bought this, and I was really proud of buying these flowers, and I gave them to Mon, and I said, these flowers are called peonies. Like, aren't they beautiful? And she actually said to me, actually, I've never liked peonies. What if that happens to you and God? And you say, God, I did this. Isn't this really good? And God says, actually, I don't like it. So your will, my will, could be very different from God's will easily. So we have to be careful. That's number one. So number two, that it naturally follows, then we must find out what is God's will. Right? We have to find out. We have to ask God, God, what is it that you actually like then? Right? If you have an opinion about everything, well, what is your opinion in this situation, in this decision that I have to make? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10. You don't have to turn there. Ephesians 5:10, but I think it's a good verse. Ephesians 5:10 says, try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. It's not always going to be natural, right? So we have to try, and we have to ask God, and we have to learn what is pleasing to you, Lord. And for this point, I think what it takes is, it just takes a bit of reflection. I think we have to take some time to go before God and ask him, God, what is your opinion? Right? If we're too busy just filling our life with stuff to do, then we don't have time to try and discern and learn from him, God, what is pleasing to you? So I think, yeah, it takes a bit of time of reflection and some quiet moments with God. Our sister Janella actually is very good at that. She's always telling us to do that. And she does it, practices it, you know? Times of just getting away, asking the Lord, God, what do you want to say to me? And a little bit of introspection as well. I don't know if that has a bad connotation. It's not necessarily a good thing to be too introspective. You know, you're always looking at yourself and thinking about it. But I think sometimes it's needed to look at yourself and say, is there anything that I'm just assuming God is pleased with this? But maybe that's not the case. You know, so you reflect and you take some time and you find out what is pleasing to God. And then the third thing that we do, so we first understand, hey, my will might be different from God. And then we try to find out what is pleasing to Him. And the third thing is what Jesus is doing here. We have to submit our will to God. And I think that comes through prayer. We have to go to God and we have to wrestle. Sometimes it's going to be a wrestle. I mean, Jesus here, he's wrestling. He goes in to pray, and he prays the same thing three times. Why does he pray three times? I think it's because the first time, he's not ready. He prays it the first time, and he's still saying, man, I still don't want to drink this cup. I still don't want to go through with this. So he prays it a second time. And after that, I still don't want to do this. And then he prays it a third time. And then he comes out from that place strong. Right? He's surrendered it to God. He's submitted it to the Father. It says, if you look at verse 38, Jesus says to his disciples, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Man, he is really struggling here. It's like, man, I'm dying. I'm dying. I am so, I don't know, stressed out or anxious or unhappy about this. So he goes into the prayer time in deep anguish, but when he comes out of it, he is strong. Right? When he comes out of it, he tells his disciples, let's go. The one who is going to betray me is here. Let's do this. And so he comes out strong. So I think sometimes we have to just wrestle with God. But in our heart, we have to get to that place of submitting. As Pastor Kenny preached, I think two Sundays ago, he said, real submission, right? We have to be honest with him and say, God, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to submit this to you. And then lastly, the fourth point is we actually have to do it. Right? We can't just stop at praying and saying, yes, God, not my will, but yours be done. But then in real life, we don't actually walk it out. Right? That's cheap. That's not fulfilling what God wants us to do. So lastly, I mean, obviously we see Jesus, he walks it out. He gives his life to the Lord. So I think sometimes all four of these things can happen in one go. You know, we just hear and we just like, we're ready and hopefully, some things are easy for us to just submit to Him and obey. But other things could take longer. I think the harder it is, the longer it'll take. And maybe you can like go through these step by step, you know? But some things are hopefully easy for you. I just thought of some examples. Because I think it could be small things, it could also be big things. So maybe forgiveness, you know? Maybe there's somebody in your life that you just don't want to forgive. And you go through that with God and you say, God, this sucks. I don't want to forgive this person, right? I don't want to do it. My soul is in deep anguish over this. But fine, not my will, but yours be done. But you go to God in prayer, and you know, in the Luke passage, it says, angels came and ministered to Jesus as he was praying. And yet, he's still in agony and he's praying, but angels came and ministered. So there's definitely, sometimes it's difficult to really submit our will to God, but we have to do it. And other times, you know, maybe it's a simple example could be like maybe there's a TV show that you just enjoy watching, but you hear this voice, you know, of conscience or the Holy Spirit saying, that's not a good TV show for you, right? I think Game of Thrones, if you're into that, I would bet that God is probably not pleased with you watching that show. It seems so sexual. I haven't actually seen it, but I've seen some clips and stuff, and I just think, I don't know if that's God's pleased with it. I was watching, you know, I like to watch TV, and recently on Hong Kong Netflix, they have brought the show How I Met Your Mother, which is a show that I grew up, you know, as a younger, I was watching it a lot, and so I was like, ooh, and I never finished the show, so I started watching it again, but then I just think maybe I'm closer to the Lord, but now when I'm watching it, I just think, man, it's quite vulgar, especially that one character, Barney, and all the things that he says about women is so degrading. And then I was watching it, I was just like, I just don't think it's pleasing to God, and I don't think it's good for my own soul. And so I just gave it up. But it wasn't a struggle, you know? But this is what I'm trying to do. I'm saying, God, my will is, it's entertaining and it's funny, I want to watch it, but not my will, yours be done. And I was able to lay it down. So that could be a simple thing. Maybe, I don't know, maybe sometimes you want to complain about something, and at that moment, you catch yourself and say, God, not my will. I mean, I would love to complain, and I want to vent, and I want to hear affirmation from my friends or whatever, but not my will, and yours be done. And we lay it down, right? So it could be a hard thing. It could be a simple thing, but we got to practice it. There's a passage in Matthew 16 when Jesus reveals himself to the disciples, and then he says, I'm going to go on the cross and I'm going to die. And then Peter says, never! God forbid it, Lord. He's talking to God and he's saying, God forbid it that this would happen to you. And then Jesus turns to him and says, get behind me, Satan! You are a stumbling block to me. You are not setting your mind on God's interest, but on human interest. And I remember P. Sam was teaching on that, and he said basically that this is the essence of the demonic, right? That's why Jesus looks at Peter and says, get behind me, demon. Get behind me, Satan. The essence of the demonic is that we put our own interest above God's interest, that we put our mind to what is good for me only, and we forget about what is God's concern. And so, to be a follower of Christ, to be godly, to be Christ-like, it's the opposite of that. Where we put God's interests first and say, God, even though it's not that good for me, or it's not something that I want, God, not my will, but yours be done. I think it's better, oftentimes it's better for us to submit to God, as in when we submit something to him, he gives us something better. Right, that's often true, but sometimes that's not always true. Right, sometimes it's just submission. We don't necessarily get something better in return, but he's still worthy of it because he's God. Right, he's the creator of the universe. He doesn't have to give us something better in return for us to say, God, I'm going to submit to you. We submit to him because he's God. And he's worthy of it. And so let's just, let's go before the Lord. Pastor Andrew is going to lead us in a song. But let's just go to God. I don't know what you need to do, but maybe you can take some time and just ask God, God, is there anything where I'm just assuming that this is pleasing to you? Or I'm just assuming that you are okay with it? Not even that he's pleased with it, but we just assume, oh, God's okay with it, but maybe not. So let's take some time to reflect. And for some of you, maybe you already know. Maybe you already know that there is something that is God's will and you just don't want to do it. I invite you to struggle in prayer like Jesus and let angels come and minister to you until you get to the place where you can say, where you can really submit it to the Lord, you know? So let's just go before God. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that song, God. Help us to surrender our all to you, Lord. If there's anything, I thank you. I thank you that you are a gentle and gracious Father. And you're a kind Father, God. And I thank you that you are not harsh with us, Lord. And just pray in your kindness and in your gentleness, but also in your holiness, God. If there is anything, God, that we are not living out this verse, not my will, but yours be done. I pray that you would reveal that to our hearts, God. We confess to you that so often we actually just assume that everything is okay. And I just want to take some time to ask you, Lord, give you some time to speak to us if there's anything we need to do differently. And help us, God, to live this out, Lord. Thank you for living it out first, Lord Jesus. And now we want to follow your example. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for your presence and your power in our lives, God. We just turn to you. I pray for those of us, if it is really difficult, God, I pray, would you send your angels to minister to us, God, to that person, Lord. God, so that they may overcome as Jesus does, God, in this prayer time. So yeah, come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We love you. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our church. There's those of us that are going through cancer, chemo and radiotherapy. And we heard back from Calvin. He had a scan yesterday to see if the treatments have been working. And I don't know the exact numbers, but the doctor said that definitely all the tumors have been shrinking. So the treatments have been successful. So let's praise God and let's continue to pray for complete healing for him, but also everybody else on this list. Let's pray for God's miracle, God's power, God's healing to come. Let's pray. Let's pray for those of us that are ill, but also in need of salvation. Let's pray for our friends. Let's pray for God's power to come. And let's pray that they will meet the Lord, that they will encounter God. So let's pray together. Let's pray for those that are going through various infirmities. Let's pray for God's healing and strength to come. Let's pray for those of us that are looking for a job. Let's pray for God's provision and direction for them. Let's go to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for our government. Let's thank God for Hong Kong and how we have been so blessed in this city. But at the same time, obviously there are things that are going on here that is not according to God's will. So let's just pray for God's presence, His kingdom to be established here on earth. And pray for against the wealth gap. Let's pray for those that are distressed, whether it's young people or people living in poverty, the domestic helpers. Let's pray for God's grace and covering for the people of Hong Kong. And let's pray for all these different ministries that we partner with. Pray for God's favor and provision and anointing for them. Let's pray for the staff. There's many people that are traveling. So let's just pray that they would all have a great time. Obviously, Pastor Sam, let's pray that he would be so rested. Pastor Kenny is also traveling, and Cadence is traveling. They're all on holiday. Let's pray for a really good time of rest. Monica, my wife, she's still in maternity. So we can pray for her to recover well and just rest well in this time. And also Caleb is away for a few days with his family. So just pray for our staff that are traveling to be well rested, and pray for the staff just to work well together, to be full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith. Let's pray for the staff. Let's pray for our hospitality ministries. Let's pray for the welcoming team and barista team. Let's pray for each person that are serving to have a real heart of love and welcoming and acceptance for the people that come to our church. And let's pray for more people to come for the barista team as they're in recruitment. Let's pray. Let's pray for our worship and sound and AV team. Let's pray for a heart of worship and a heart for excellence, that we would do our very best. Let's pray for our equipment also to function well. And pray for the AV team as they're recruiting also. Let's pray for the right people to sign up for this ministry. Let's pray for our Kyoto mission trip. They're still going on. Let's pray for a very fruitful time. Let's pray for God's protection, covering, and anointing over our teams, and that they would bear much fruit. Let's pray for energy and strength today, just to keep going. Let's pray for our team. Let's pray for the SPLI class. I think Caitlin's class is beginning this week also, going deeper with art. And so let's pray for these two classes. And let's pray that it'll be very good. Beginner guitar is just more practical, but let's, you know, pray for the students that they would have such joy, you know, in playing guitar. And that it'll be fun for them and easy for them. And for the other class, that they would actually really be able to go deeper with God through art and through expressing themselves through art. So let's pray for these two classes. Father, thank you for this time. We love you. Each step of today, God, help us to obey you and surrender and lay down, God. If there's anything that we're doing that is displeasing to you, God, would you put a check in our hearts, God, and help us to be quick to lay it down and say, God, not my will, but yours be done, Lord. And God, may we be a church, may we be a group of people that please you, God, today. And I thank you that it is not hard to please you, God, that you are so, you're such a good Father. And so we just want to do that today and help us to be aware of your presence, God. We love you. Give this whole day to you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day today, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.